Now, I know Christmas magic when I see it, and the clever people at M&S have been busy making Christmas dinner wishes come true for vegans and vegetarians everywhere. They've got a handcrafted collection brie, butternut and mushroom Wellington made with all butter puff pastry, and a vegan plant kitchen butternut squash and creamed spinach phyllo topped pie. Now that gets my fairy wings buzzing. This is not just Christmas food. This is M&S Christmas food for everybody. Subject to availability, selected stores.
Hello there. Now, I have some very exciting news. We've managed to contact Santa Claus and we've arranged to talk to him in the North Pole. Hang on now a while till I call him.
Hello, North Pole.
Hi there. Could I speak to Santa, please?
Santa? He's very busy. Who's this?
It's Connor from the Irish Times, and I think he's expecting the call.
Hold on, so...
Hi, is that Santa?
Hello, Connor.
Santa, it's just so good to be talking to you again. It seems like only last year that we were talking.
Well, it's been exactly a year.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, how have you been over the last 12 months? Is everything good?
We have been so busy here in Santa's workshop. Elves busy working away on all the children's toys for Christmas.
Oh, that's great. Now, I hope you've had time to have some fun as well.
Well, we always have fun in the workshop. It's just great laugh.
It sounds like a magical place.
It really is. Absolutely magical from the moment we wake up to the moment we go asleep.
Oh, I'd love that. It's kind of a bit like that here as well, to be honest.
Is it?
No.
Maybe I'll come work with you.
Oh, no, you couldn't do that, Santa. You've got a far more important job to be doing up at the North Pole.
You're so right.
I am. Now, it's just brilliant to be talking to you again, Santa. And as you can imagine, we've had loads and loads and loads and loads of questions from boys and girls all over Ireland. And in fact, all over the world. So,
brilliant.
Let's get stuck in.
Excellent.
Have you got a cup of tea now or anything?
Oh, yes. Sitting by with my cup of cocoa.
Oh, fantastic. Now, let's get started. First up, we have Fable, and Fable is 3, and then we have Senna, and Senna is 4.
Hi, my name is Fable. I'm 3.
Hi, my name is Senna. I'm 4. I'm 5. And what our question is, when is your birthday, Santa Claus?
Well, thanks for asking. It was so long ago that it's actually hard to remember. But I do know it's in December, and the elves and Mrs. Claus always throw me a surprise party on St. Stephen's Day, with a huge cake and lots of balloons. We can't have a party before then, because we are all so busy getting ready for Christmas.
Can't be much of a surprise party, Santa, if you know it's going to be on St. Stephen's Day.
Oh, I know. But I pretend.
Now, next up, I think we have Dara, and Dara is 7.
Hello, Santa. My name is Dara Buckley. I am 7 years old and my little sister Fia is 3.
Hello, Santa.
We live on the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. Yeah. We were wondering if it's the same Santa they also call to our nanny and granddad in Dublin or Cork, or do you have helpers?
Hello, Dara, and hello, Thea. That is an amazing question, and I know why you might ask it. Because the world is a very, very big place, and I have to travel a long, long way on Christmas night. But I can assure you that there's only one of me, and I'm the one who delivers your presents to you in Queensland and to your nanny and granddad in Dublin or Cork, and to all the boys and girls around the world.
Now, next up we have Richard, and Richard is in Bray, County Wicklow.
What's your favourite food?
Well, hello, Richard from Bray. I hope all is well, and I'm sure you'll be more than happy on Christmas Day, because I know you've been a very good boy this year. And as you know, I really, really, really like cookies and mince pies. And thank you to all the boys and girls from around the world for leaving them out for me. And please continue to do so, even though Mrs. Claus wants me to eat more Brussels sprouts. Now, I love Brussels sprouts, but when I'm rushing around the world on Christmas Day, I love a good cookie.
Now, we're going to go all the way from Bray, County Wicklow, to Bray, County Wicklow. Next up, we have Holly.
Hi, my name is Holly and I'm from Bray County, Wicklow. And my question for Santa is, how does everything fit in your sack?
Well, Holly, that's a great question. The short answer is magic. My sack is magic, and even though it doesn't look that big, it can hold hundreds and hundreds of presents. The other thing is that most of the presents are in the back of my sleigh, and my elves help me load the bag from there while I'm travelling from country to country.
Gosh, Santa, it sounds to me like the elves work really hard.
They are so busy.
And speaking of elves working really hard, Alana has a question about that.
Hi, Santa. I'd like to know how much your elves get paid.
Well, we don't have money in the North Pole, and my elves get paid in love and kindness. We share everything at home, so there's no need for money to buy anything. If you are in one of our shops and you want cake or ice cream or a nice coat, you just take it from there. And if somebody wants something from you, you just give it to them. It's also very important to me that all the elves maintain a healthy workshop-life balance, which means we ensure regular cocoa and cookie breaks throughout the day. And they have lots of time off in summer and get lots of rest, which makes them the best possible elves they could be. Because as we say in the North Pole, a happy elf is a productive elf.
Well, it sounds to me, Santa, like they're very happy.
Oh, they are, every day, laughing away.
Oh, that's brilliant. Now, we have another question in, and this one's from Killian.
Hi, Santa. I'd like to know, do your reindeers enjoy flying?
Oh, Killian, that is a great question. My reindeers absolutely love flying. The reindeer that I work with are all great flyers. It's something that comes very naturally to them because they feed on mushrooms and moss that have been bathed in a magical northern lights. But we also make sure that they stay in shape throughout the year with regular time trials and workouts. It takes a lot to be a part of the team. They all love the reindeer games that we play, and you'll never guess who loves flying the most. Yep, Rudolph. He's up every morning for a brisk fly around the North Pole, and as he gets ready for the big night, he's been taking extra special care of his nose too, because as you know, we would be lost without him up there. I'll tell him you were asking for him. He'll be delighted.
Oh, that's lovely. And next up we have a question from a little girl called Ruby.
Dear Santa, how do you travel around the whole world in one night? My name is Ruby Alana House Pope.
Well, Ruby Alana Harris Pope, that is a very, 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 very good question. I can travel around the world in one night because of magic dust that is sprinkled on my sleigh by the elves before I leave the North Pole. And that allows me to go super fast. And the reindeer that I work with are all great flyers. It's something that comes so naturally to them, and they all look forward to Christmas. They especially look forward to coming to Ireland and the Phoenix Park, where they get to play with all the other deer for a little while when they're on a little break from delivering presents.
Oh, that's great, Santa. And next up, we have Matthew, and I think Matthew is 5.
Hello, my name's Matthew. I am 5. Me want to ask some questions to Santa. My first question is, why'd you never shave your beard? Where did you get your magic star? How old are your reindeers? How do your reindeers see in the dark?
Wow, that's a bit like question time, Santa. So maybe you could start with the first one. And Matthew wanted to know, why do you never shave your beard?
Oh, that's a very good question. And yes, there was a lot of questions. It seems very busy in that house. First one first. Do you not know how cold it is in the North Pole? It is absolutely freezing, and my beard helps me keep warm. But there is more to it than that. My beard is also very, very stylish, and it's the talk of the town. I've been growing it now for a very long time, and I think I'd be lost without it.
Now, Matthew also had a question about the magic star.
Oh, good question. All the stars in the North Pole are magic, so if I need one, I can just take my pick.
And then he also wanted to know about how old your reindeers were.
Oh, my reindeers are all sorts of ages. Some are young and some are old, but none of them are as old as I am. And my reindeer can see in the dark because they eat lots of carrots. Obviously, of course, there's Rudolph, with his nose so bright. I think we know a song about him.
Do we?
Oh, yes. Everybody knows that song, Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Yes, he does.
Yes, he does indeed. Well, that's great, Santa. Now, I think we have one from Isolt, and she's 7. And what Isolt wants to know was, do you take any exercise, Santa? And if you do, what kind of exercise do you do?
Does eating mince pies count as exercise? Because if it does, Isolt, then I exercise a lot. If it doesn't, oh well. Then I'm also doing a lot of exercise just before Christmas to make sure I'll be ready for the big day. And then I take a big long break after Christmas for a while before I get back on the treadmill in the North Pole.
Oh, that's great. Now, next up, we have an excellent question from Sally, and Sally is 5.
Is the North Pole fun?
Oh, Sally, you have no idea how much fun the North Pole is. There are parties on Cotton Candy Lane every single weekend. And we get to see a pantomime every Thursday. Oh, no, we don't. Oh, yes, we do. I love those. There's also loads of games that we play. My favorite is elf bowling. I am so much better than any other elf there. I also love the bouncy castle, although I don't like it much when the elves use my belly to bounce on.
That sounds like it'd be a breach of elfin safety, Santa.
Absolutely. I must use that line on them, Connor.
Now, next up, we have Shola, and Shola's 6.
Hi, Santa. I'm 6 years old, and my name is Shola. And do you like the reindeers? I like them too. They're very cute. And Rudolph is my favourite. Bye.
Ho, do I like reindeers? No, I don't like reindeers. I love reindeer, Shola. I love the reindeers to bits. They are my best friends, and not only are they amazing when it comes to delivering all the presents to all the boys and girls around the world, they are also great fun to play with, and they play some really funny tricks on me.
I actually think we've got another question from Shola.
Brilliant.
Do you eat all the cookies? Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Yes, I do, Shola. I love cookies. The good news is that because I have to work so hard on Christmas Day, going in and out of houses so quickly, that I can eat as many cookies as I like, and they never show up on my belly.
Oh, well, that's great, Santa. Now I think we have Nancy.
Hello, Santa. My name is Nancy, and I want to know what is your favourite Christmas song?
Ooh, that's a good question. There are so many to choose from, Nancy. I love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I love Santa Claus is Coming to Town, obviously. And I also love some of the newer ones. I know your mommy and daddy probably love Fairy Tale of New York. And I have to say, I kind of like that too. Even if they don't mention me once in it.
Oh, that's great, Santa. Now, we have Arthur, and I think Arthur is 8.
My name is Arthur. I'm 8 and a half. And I've heard a lot of stories about how Santa became, and I want to know which one is true.
Well, Arthur, that is a very, very good question. There are lots of stories how Santa became Santa, but all of the ones you might have heard of are just stories, and the truth is only known to a small number of people. Me and Mrs. Claus are 2 of them. It's a secret, and one I can't share with anyone, and if I did, I'd be banned from eating mince pies for a whole year.
Next up, we've Cal, and Cal has another cookie-related question.
Hello, my name's Cal, and I'm 8, and I'm from Dublin. Santa, when you're travelling in the night, how do you eat all the cookies so fast from every house?
Well, that's a very good question. I share them with the reindeers. We munch away in the sky, and sometimes you see tiny little flakes and crumbs coming down, and that's me passing over your head.
Now we have Darcy, and Darcy's just 3 years old.
Hello, Santa. My name is Darcy. I'm from Dublin. My age is 3. Do you have the bears just for Christmas?
Darcy from Dublin, that's a great question. I have the beard all year round, and sometimes it gets a little long. But at Christmas time, I trim it up so I look good for all the photographs.
Okay, Santa, we've got another question here from Sarah Jane.
How do you deliver all the presents in one night from Sarah Jane?
That's a great question. I have a souped-up sleigh that goes extremely fast, and we have to hold on tight to all the presents and elves in case we lose them from going so fast.
Oh, Santa, I think we've run out of time. I can hear Mrs. Claus calling you in the background.
Santa, dinner's ready. And don't forget, it's time we get looking over that list again.
There she is, reminding me to get back to work.
Well, Santa, as always, it's been so lovely to talk to you, and I actually can't wait till next year when we might get to talk again. But in the meantime, what advice would you have for all the boys and girls around Ireland? Should they be going to bed early? Should they be good? What would you be telling them?
Well, I want to thank all the boys and girls from all around the world for their questions. And I want to remind them to go to bed early for their parents. And I have all their letters ready to go. And their Christmas wishes are fondly received. Have a Merry Christmas and be good to everyone.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Connor.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I better go now. Thank you to all the boys and girls for your questions and all the other boys and girls from around the world who are so good this year. I have all your letters, Christmas wishes, and well done for being so good to your mummies and daddies and kind to your brothers and sisters, friends, families. And don't forget to go to bed early on Christmas Eve. Happy Christmas!
Now, I know Christmas magic when I see it, and the clever people at M&S have been busy making Christmas dinner wishes come true for vegans and vegetarians everywhere. They've got a handcrafted collection brie, butternut and mushroom Wellington made with all butter puff pastry, and a vegan plant kitchen butternut squash and creamed spinach phyllo topped pie. Now, that gets my fairy wings buzzing. This is not just Christmas food. This is M&S Christmas food for everybody. Subject to availability, selected stores.